listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, our focus is the food bowl. That's heaven on earth for dogs when the chow is delicious and nutritious. You know, the canine knows. So here to serve up some delicious advice and tips is the gal who's at home in everyone's kitchen and dog's best friend. Yes, we are speaking of Emmy-winning daytime television show host and chef extraordinaire, Rachel Ray. How cool is that? Hey, bon appetit, Rachel.
Thank you very much. That's quite an introduction. Are you sure you're talking about me?
Yeah, I checked it out. Even got your name spelled right, you know. Rachel is joining us today to share with us a great new line of healthy premium pet food she's created. It's called Rachel Ray Nutrish. That's an awesome name, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, I've had a dog. I've had a pit bull, to be precise, collectively between my precious Boo and now Isabu for almost 20 years, and I've always cooked for my animals. When Boo got older, I had to make her a barley and brown rice mix that I used to call my Boozotto. It's very little meat in it. She had, you know, she had to have lots and lots of carbs that she just didn't like the flavor of them. So I've been cooking for my own animals for 20 years, and we've always had animal recipes in our magazine, and we've done several specials on Food Network about places to go from coast to coast that do a great job, from small bakeries to independent dog food companies. So it's something that, you know, I've always tried to be involved with, and at the same time, I've wanted to work with pet rescue, especially, of course, pit bull rescue and pit bull awareness because of my own dog. But, you know, locally, there's North Shore Animal League that does such just a phenomenal job and such great work. And, you know, so this is just a way, because 100% of my proceeds from Nutrish go to animal rescue from single cases all the way up to large organizations like North Shore. So it's just a great way to be able to, under one umbrella, give back to the community, and at the same time offer what I feel is a fantastic product at a really decent price. You know, Nutrish, when you read the label on our food, it reads like a menu that you can read every single ingredient and feel great about giving it to your dog.
I'm actually drooling right now as you speak, and we're going to talk to Rachel more about dishing up some delicious meals and treats for their dogs right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with a show that promises to be yummo.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. O-Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Buster. You're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition. I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/Petco and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of items at Petco. PetLifeRadio.com/Petco.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radio root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson. PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
I Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart and save up to 30% on toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley, the giant mutt and spokesdog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out-in-the-world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain, fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure. Good boy.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, this is Allie Sweeney from Saved Our Lives and The Biggest Loser, and you're listening to Arden Moore on The Obie Hayes Show on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is TV show host, best-selling author, and my favorite title, pet lover, Rachel Ray. Welcome, Rachel. Is Izzy Boo with you?
She is. She's home today. There's a tiny bit of sun up in the living room, so she found it and put her nose in the middle of it.
Well, I got to tell you, I love pits. Pit bulls, I say, they are meaty cheeks. I have one of my friends has a dog that's a pit bull named Stella. And when I go over to see her, I always squeeze her little meaty cheeks and give her kisses. And I am so happy that you are letting people know that pit bulls rock.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're doing that with your show and letting so many people hear that. You know, I'm a firm believer that they're are no animals that are born mean or mean-spirited any more than you can have people that are born evil, you know? So when you see cities and whole states outlawing the breed, it just always just breaks my heart. And I just do so much on the show and in life to talk about these creatures that have enormous capacity for forgiveness and for love. You know, all of the Vic dogs, all of the dogs that had been electrocuted and literally abused almost to near death, all except one animal was retrained and put into a loving home, many of them with children. And I had, one of the Michael Vick's pit bulls sitting in my lap on the show, and the sweet little animal did nothing but kiss me the whole time. I had to go get
That's
my makeup
right.
reapplied. And, you know,
well,
Izzy Boo, she goes to school every day, and she's very well behaved. She's never had a complaint. She's just a little angel.
How old is Izzy now? How old is she?
Izzy's four. She just turned four.
Does she have any special tricks? Or I know she's got the palate most dogs would crave for, but what kind of special tricks do people
every night when we come home, we get down on our knees, and Izzy puts an arm on either side and gives us a big old huge hug. She's a very good hugger. And she likes to hug like a human does, just to wrap her paws around your neck like that and stand up on her hindquarters. And, you know, she does very few other tricks, but she's so smart. You know, she sees a dog on the television or somebody say something that sounds like Izzy or there's a character on TV named Izzy, she'll run straight to the television and then she'll run around it and try and figure out where the dog went. And she does, you know, sit and paw and touch and kiss and all that. She does a few little things, but she's more than tricks. She's just a little love.
Where did you get Izzy Boo? And do you agree with me? I love their meaty cheeks. I don't know. There's just that grin is just contagious. It's almost like a Rachel Ray grin, you know?
I love it when my baby smiles. She does have a lovely grin. And she has a very, she's got a very human look. Her brow is, she looks like she's very concerned and worried all the time. And she looks a lot like Boo. When my Boo died, she passed away so suddenly, I was completely distraught, and I thought that if I looked hard enough, I thought she must have jumped into another animal. I hadn't slept in a few days, and I thought it made sense to me. She just hopped out of her body. She must be somewhere. So I searched, 2,000 rescue sites and pit bull sites from all over the country, looking for a little puppy that looked like her, and this little dog had the same worried little look. She hadn't even opened her eyes yet. And she had a little bindi dot on her forehead, a little dot right in the middle of her forehead. And so I thought, well, that must be my Boo. So that's why I named her Isaboo, incidentally. My favorite name is Isabella, and Boo was my good girl. So I combined the two, Isaboo. Ironically enough, they both love butternut squash.
Well, there you go. Pause down.
You never know.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the Rachel Ray Nutrition Pet Food. I mean, ever since, the spring of 07, people are, thank goodness, paying a little bit more attention to what they're serving up for their dogs and cats and other critters.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, what we have, you know, you say it every day on your show, what we put in our bodies goes a long way. And the same thing for our companion animals. So talk a little bit. You don't have to sound like a commercial, but I really think you're passionate about this and you really are, you know, a dog's best friend. So let's talk a little bit about both the premium food and the couple of the treats that are out there. I got to say, and I'll shut up, my personal dog's favorite, Chipper and Cleo, they love the grill bites, I got to tell you. They'll do anything for
grill. They're adorable, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We call our little treats Buscotti. And I like the peanut butter and the bacon. You know, what I like best about the brand is that the way the food was designed is that they took all of the common ingredients, the most common ingredients, from all of the recipes that we've done on the website, on the food specials. The peanut butter Buscotti was literally based on the peanut butter Buscotti that we made on Food Network. All of the ingredients for the beef and the chicken lines come from food that I've been making for Boo or Isaboo, or common vegetables that I've figured that most all the dogs that I know have enjoyed. That's how they put the ingredients together for us. And then Isaboo was the dog that taste tested it.
And nice job.
Yes, you know. She likes her food nice and crisp and extra crunchy. And you know, as I said, you can really read the label like a menu. It just says, you know, beef, carrots, peas. You can read every single thing that's in it. It's not words that you've never heard of or fillers. It's food you would put in your own body.
I think the living proof is a happy dog named Isaboo. So you can get this almost anywhere, or where is it being sold, if I may ask?
Yeah, well, you can get it at Walmart, a lot of pet stores, and a lot of grocery stores.
Okay, and the best thing is,
it's out there. It's waiting for you. And
all
again,
right.
100% of the proceeds go directly to our animal rescue. So
let's talk about that. That's the rachelsrescue.org. I want everybody to dash over there after the show. But you've got four different groups that you've spotlighted.
No, it's not. It's not limited in any way.
We've
given to all of the proceeds. The last I checked, it was a while back, it was over $375,000 so far.
Oh, my gosh.
All of my proceeds go into a fund called Rachel's Rescue. And we help individual dogs. Like, there was a dog named Spirit that had been horribly beaten on the U.S. border, and the border guard saw it, went over to rescue the dog. It had parasites in its blood and needed all kinds of surgeries. So we funded, I think it was over $2,000 just in the first 24 hours of of spirits treatments. Yes, it can be, and that dog was adopted by the man that saved its life. So we can help individual cases mm-hmm. all the way up through the grassroots organizations like Bad Rap and all sorts of pit bull organizations. We just gave Kathy Griffin a check the other day for a pet veteran foundation that takes, some of the dogs are actual vets themselves, but they take dogs and turn them into service animals for our men and women that suffer loss of a limb in wartime. So, and then of course we've got a huge relationship with the North Shore Animal League. So we give to organizations big and small and all the way down to individual cases, individual dog rescue.
Well, I'm really glad you're unleashing a lot of love and help for everyone, because as you know, sadly, about every 9 or 10 seconds, a dog or a cat is euthanized at a shelter. And in these tight economic times, I think, you know, what we need is some sloppy kisses and purrs. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so hard. You know, we're in such a crisis and so many families lose their homes and, you know, they have no choice. They leave their animals behind because they just can't afford to care for them anymore. It just breaks my heart. So that's why this is really cathartic for me, you know, being able to get a good quality product at a fair price out that animals enjoy, that people can feel good about, and that, you know, every time you put it in the bowl, you're helping to feed some other animals that are going through tough times, you know.
That's great. I mean, what is it when, I know you love to be in the kitchen and you whip up really quick dishes. I love that because you're not one of these people that carefully measures everything out.
I don't measure anything.
No. But you have a kind of a spirit in the kitchen that I feel is very energetic and very contagious. But you got to admit, the dogs with their ability to smell, I mean, what do you enjoy doing better, making meals for us two-leggers or preparing dishes for Izzy Boo and the four-leggers?
I think that you know, whatever you're cooking, even something as simple as, you know, brown rice and stock or roast squash or sweet potatoes for your pup, if you're cooking with love or you're cooking for people that you care about, it's a wonderful process that actually feeds you while you're feeding them. You know, it's a very soulful thing.
No, I think you're right. I actually wrote a dog cookbook with a vet nutritionist called Real Food for Dogs, and we made 50 recipes,
awesome.
And two-thirds are for people, too, so I'm going to send it to you and also let you encourage
you
to try. Yeah, try Marvelous Mutt Meatballs. It's not bad. I don't know if I need
delicious.
To put some EVO-O on it, right?
EVO-O. Yeah, a little olive oil. Never hurt anybody. Gives you a shiny coat.
All right. We are speaking with Rachel Ray. She has a new line of pet food out. It's called Nutrish, which is a delightful name. And you can learn more about this product line by going to, what is it, NutrishForPets.com?
NutrishForPets.com, exactly.
Okay, and what's coming up for Izzy Boo? Any new meals you're planning for Izzy Boo?
Well, you know, Izzy eats a little version of whatever we eat, and it is coming to the end of squash season. I mean, you don't want to make a big butternut squash in the summertime.
Right.
So she this week we've already got some squash in the house, and sweet potatoes are so filled with nutrients, they're great for both people and your pups. So I'm going to be doing a lot of, again, the risotto, or boozotto as I call it. It's just terrific. I love making short grain rice, mix them in a little barley, keep adding stock, and then I add pureed sweet potato or pureed butternut squash to it. It's absolutely delicious. A little sprinkle of cheese for grown-ups, and you're good to go.
Now, I know you're great in the kitchen, but I saw somewhere that you did some celebrity dog art. Richard Gere and Judge Judy and Cyndi Lauper. You did something that was a creation?
We were sent dog statues and asked to paint them. So ours went in with a yummo cape, armed with kitchen utensils and wearing little doggy goggles. So it was like super dog, super yummo dog.
Oh my gosh!
It was very cute. Very cute. And
when
you're dogs to raise money,
yeah. When you're walking around in New York and all that, is Izzy Boo pretty good on a leash?
Izzy Boo's terrific. She wears the Easy Walk, which is a harness that attaches in the front
right.
of her chest and keeps the puppy from pulling. She's very well behaved, though. She, you know, we had trainer come in work with us when she was very young, and she's been going to school since she was 6 months old. She goes every day, so they have nap time and play time and all that. She's very, very well adjusted. And when we found her pulling a little too much, she's four now, but when she was one one and a half, two, she would really get so anxious if she went anywhere near the park and could smell the dog park, and she'd pull. Mm-hmm. So we had a trainer work with her again, take her on walks to the park, but teach her with the clicker and the treats. But she's great now. She's four now, and she's coming to her own, so to speak.
Well, it sounds like the key here is consistency, too. You've got a good rhythm going for her. And do you ever notice that sometimes trainers actually train us, too?
Oh, absolutely. That's why, especially when she was young, I think it's very important for you to be there through the process. You know, they're running the course, but they're training us to train her. You know, so we were very much, present for all of that. She associates it with us as much as the trainer.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Is she going to be making an appearance soon again on your show?
She comes by every once in a while, and usually it's a surprise to me. She comes to the building a lot, but when she shows up on sets, usually my husband has conspired with my producers to surprise me with something or other. But she comes frequently to the office. You know, once every couple of weeks, she'll come by and say hello. One of her best friends, Penny, she's a little teeny tiny Boston Terrier. She looks like a mini Izzy. And that's one of her best friends, so she comes by to see Penny, because Penny comes to work with her mom every day. So every once in a while, she has to do a drive-by. And there's a dog on the second floor and an antique dealer named Bosco. She likes Bosco very much, too. So she comes and visits the office. But we try and make sure she goes to school at least 3 days during the work week and one of the weekend days, so that she stays in that socialized environment.
I was looking on your site, and you've got some Artie fan mail coming from the Nutrish line, including this one gal that has a 3-pound Yorkie who she said was the pickiest eater. And so you're saving Yorkies and little Chihuahuas named, I love this, Crusher and Bruce are Chihuahuas that thank you very much.
Funny.
They're very picky. Do you ever notice Chihuahuas always have to have tough names? Do you ever notice that?
I know, and they act tough like that, too. You go to look at the doggy playground, and it's the little dogs. They got the Napoleon complex thing or something. They're always the bruisers on the playground. That's what's so great about the ingredient list on this. I mean, number one ingredient in the beef and veggie is beef. Number one ingredient in the chicken and veggie is chicken. And you can read everything. I think that's why it's popular with picky eating dogs, because it does smell like table scraps. It smells like people food.
Yeah, but you've actually worked with a veterinary nutritionist and this company and everything for on doing that.
Absolutely. They're very, very cautious about that. Absolutely. Not just a vet. There's a whole panel of them that goes through this. Once we tweak the formula, then they give us their opinion. We go back and forth until Isabu says it's good.
Have you thought about anything for the feline world yet? Are you going to check it out with
dogs? Yes, I would really love to see that happen, because we have a good friend who runs a shelter that has he has 1,000 cats in the shelter, and he runs a second business just to keep money for a shelter. My mom's personally rescued 15 animals from my little property upstate, had them spayed and neutered, and put them back out, and has little kitty sheds for them, little cat shacks through the little cat swinging doors, and she feeds them, cares for them. She has 5 that she brought inside and took from being completely wild to making them her house pets. So, I mean, just in my own family, we have 20 cats. So, yes.
Wow. Wow. You know what? So when you were growing up, you always had fur around you, didn't you?
My sister brought home the first kitten. It was a little abandoned cat she found at school one day, and she came home with her big brown eyes and said, "Oh, please," you know. And so we're all suckers for our little furry friends.
Our special guest today has been Rachel Ray. We're very happy she could be on. She has unleashed a new line of pet food. It's called Nutrish. She's benefiting a lot of great causes out there. You got to go to rachelsrescue.org. And I also want to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen every week. So on behalf of Pet Life Radio, Rachel, I'm very happy you could be a guest on our show.
Thank you so much.
Pause and applause to you. Give a hug to Izzy Boo. I'll send you the book, Rachel.
I
really appreciate it. I know your
thank
time was
you
short.
So much,
good luck with this. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. What a great show. I'm so glad that we had Rachel Ray as our guest. And I want everyone to dash out to the rachelsrescue.org and check out all the good things she's doing for our tail waggers. And remember, her name is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L, as in Rachel Ray. This has been a great time. I'm glad she's doing great work for pets. And again, check out the pit bulls. I think they're marvelous. So does she. Izzy Boo is the poster dog for good behavior when it comes to pit bulls. And again, check out her new line of pet food. It's called Nutrish, which is perfect for her, perfect name. And she's really picky about what she puts in the food bowl, just like we should be. So that you can learn more about that by going nutrishforpets.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.